Hello everyone, I hope you are doing great today and I hope you enjoyed these stories. Thank you all for the kind wishes, and as an update I feel much better now and have fully recovered from my vaccinations and my mouth ulcers. Together they were kind of like the infinity stones working their best to bring me down, but it didn't work. So yeah, thank you for the wishes again. Make sure you check out my Patreon if you want to support my channel generally, and if you want early access to my videos. Also, I have a podcast in the description, which is where you can hear all of my videos in MP3 form. And I do have a quick message before the story starts. So for today, I'd like to share this. If things haven't necessarily went your way, and you're starting to feel down, and losing goals and direction, take some time to just think of what you really want to do, and what will make you happy. Then set goals to achieve this, and do things that you enjoy, and also set goals within this. For example, if you like running, then set a goal to maybe try and run a little bit further than normal, or maybe do a marathon. Or if it's like a career goal, lay out what you need to do to achieve that and start following the path with goals along the way. For example, it might be to achieve a certain grade or work for a certain area of whatever you're interested in. I think it's incredibly important to have goals, and I think lots of people are very goal-orientated and kind of don't realize it, but I know it's very easy to spiral off if you don't have goals or direction, where you kind of fall into limbo land or the abyss. So make sure that you set goals if you're like that. At least give it a try. I know it can make a difference for someone. So hopefully that helps, and enjoy these stories. I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. I work as a ranger, and there's one thing that still gives me chills to this day just thinking about it. There was a particular area that I worked in where we had a couple of old abandoned buildings and whatnot, and we were told just to avoid them unless necessary. Now one day it was necessary, because we had to survey whether one was safe because it was about to be demolished and basically make sure nobody was in there. The task fell to me and I didn't have much of an issue with doing so, and I eventually get to this area. Now I check out the building and it's completely fine. The building itself was actually pretty cool, and two stories, so I check out the first floor and everything's fine, and I make my way up to the second floor. It's while I'm on the second floor that I have a strange feeling, almost like a presence was there. I realise that I'm alone here and I'm just freaking myself out and slowly head down, and as soon as I make it outside, I can see a figure in the top. It looks like somebody dancing there, but they're almost transparent and completely white. I quickly turn my flashlight on there and immediately it disappears. I only saw this for about 4 or 5 seconds, but I know for a fact nobody else was there other than me. I dropped the flashlight and sprinted to my truck and drove out of there, and I reported what I'd seen, and apparently I wasn't alone in this. Apparently some other rangers too had seen this same apparition, calling it the Dancing Kenny. That was the only time that I'd ever experienced it, but it still scares the life out of me even thinking of it now. Hello, let me preface this by saying that I've always wanted to believe aliens and ghosts etc, but I've always had a kind of hard to believe attitude, I guess. So my story starts from one day a few years ago. I ask a friend of mine if he wants to go to the local forest with me. Now it's fairly small, only a few miles long. I've been there 100,000 times growing up, but he never has, it's all woods. Not like a campground or anything like that, and there rarely is anybody ever there, even during the day, so I pick him up around 5 or 6 and we go. It was tons of fun, just walking around and hanging out, maybe like 8 now and the woods are pitch black. I suggest we leave, so we start walking down the path back to his car, which is probably a mile away. I don't remember in that moment if it was a small noise or if we both saw movement, but I looked over to the left, and I swear I saw something that shook me to my core. It was a humanoid looking creature with no legs, which was weirdly clear, or see-through, moving fast, towards the way we came, so away from our car. Now it almost appears as though it's gliding over things, making zero noise as we watch it go by. We then look back and saw a giant bright light coming down the path towards where the figure was moving, which is weird because there's no roads or anything. Now I really can't imagine why there would be light like this. I've been there late at night when a cop or ranger would be in the parking area, but it looks nothing like this and is probably 10 times brighter. I was frozen and terrified. I look over to my friend saying, "Did you see that?" And he looks at me literally uncontrollably shaking, maybe even on the verge of tears, like, "What was that light?" So at this point we both just ran. I ran as fast as I could, the entire way back to the car and we left. I wanted to make sure that we're on the same page and he drew a little sketch which looks exactly like what I saw. I mean, literally identical. I was terrified and 100% believe in ghosts now. I can't imagine what else it could have been, especially because I see no legs and no noises made. Somebody sprinting through the leaves like that would definitely make noise, but it was so quiet. You could hear a pin drop. I still to this day have no idea what it was and get a little shook thinking about it. I'll never forget the night of August 14th, 2021. I was fishing the river with my friend in a suburb of Minneapolis/St. Paul, MN. We loved coming to this public park to fish because it was quiet and there was a nice sandbar to fish from. This park had a burial memorial quite close to it. Now after fishing for a better part of the day, we decided to leave at dusk in order to get back to our vehicles that we had to take through the trail through the woods, which was about a 5-minute walk. I put a clip on my light on the bill of my hat so we can see on the trail. I remembered when I first glanced ahead down the trail, I saw two circular white lights that I assume are fireflies. Once we got further down the trail, we were closer to the area where I had seen the fireflies. It was then that I saw a pair of eyes that were either highly reflective from my lights or glowing white. It wasn't long before I could make out a body. It was a very large white body on four legs, bigger than a wolf but unnaturally skinny. I couldn't make out any features because its eyes are so bright. I wanted to warn my friend, but all I could manage to say is that there's something in the way there. We had no choice but to proceed because this is our only way back to the vehicles. This thing just stared us down and didn't make a sound. My friend yelled at it to try and scare it away, but it doesn't react at all. I then yelled after she did, and it responded back, mimicking my voice. I honestly questioned myself and thought that I was imagining things. So I yelled again, and it responded back at the same volume and exact same pitch, just like my voice, and now we've realized this isn't an animal. We both continue on the path in silence, but I maintain eye contact with the creature. I felt like this thing was ready to attack us at any moment, but it just stood there staring. Eventually, we're out of the woods and I can no longer see its eyes. We made it back to our vehicle, which gave us a sense of relief. I asked my friend, "Did you hear that thing talking back to me?" She said she did, and it sounded like my voice when it responded back to us. If she hadn't have heard the voice, I would have assumed that I'd imagined it. Now, we went over what happened and our stories were exactly the same, except she said the creature had a wolf-like head. This event happened 3 years ago roughly during mid-July. I lived in Montana, outside of a rural community with a population of 2,000. During this time, I lived in a small one-floor ranch home by myself. My nearest neighbors lived 1 mile away and was a farmer. I never had many strange encounters leading up to this one, but the woods by my house always had an ominous feeling to it. Soon after moving in, I realized why the previous homeowners left pretty quickly. I'd started to hear noises in the woods, They weren't just any noises, but what sounded like blood-curdling screams and growls. And after some research, I learnt that even something like a raccoon or bobcat can make these unnatural noises, and chalked it up to being that. But still, it just never felt right. It's hard to explain, but I never felt like this before, and it was just something about the woods around my house that makes me really uncomfortable. Like, I was always being watched. The first experience I couldn't explain happened about 2 weeks after I moved in. There's a thunderstorm, and the thunder was loud enough to keep me awake. I never did feel comfortable in the storms by myself. The lightning was crazy and would light up the whole surrounding area for a fraction of a second. I was laying on the couch and got up to get a glass and a drink at the sink. It was about 2 a.m. if I recall correctly. Above it, there's a small window that gives a view of my yard leading up to the tree line. When the next flash of lightning hit, I saw it, and immediately I realized that it wasn't a long view, but it gave me enough time to see whatever this thing was. I was near enough the tree line, just a few yards into it, and at first I thought I was looking at a bear, but it wasn't a bear. It was standing on two legs with its face pointing towards the house. Its legs were like a dog's and I could clearly make out hocks. It was hard to tell the color of the fur, but it was dark. Its upper body was massive, with a wide torso and arms that could almost reach the ground standing. Strangest thing is how the upper body seemed to dwarf the lower body. After standing there frozen in shock, I waited for the next lightning strike, but when it happened, it wasn't there. It happened so quickly and was gone so quickly. After that, I bought a gun and would actually sleep with the gun within an arm's reach of myself. The next encounter is what I consider the most frightening of my life. This is actually for several reasons. Now, for several weeks, nothing happened. I don't get cable where I live, and one night, I was watching something and my satellite kept acting up. I didn't like going outside at night, but this would be quick, and I had an antenna that I could move around. Nothing had happened for a few weeks, so I decided to just go out and go for it. I grabbed my gun and flashlight. The first thing I noticed was the eerie quietness that surrounds me. This time of year at night, the woods are active with all types of creatures. Not tonight. Despite the fear I was developing, I made my way over to the satellite and began to adjust it. I then heard a small snap of a twig and quickly turned around to my left and shined the light towards the direction of the noise. What I saw horrified me, and did so for the rest of my life. I was immediately met with red eyes. These eyes were color of blood and they're evil. The head of this thing looked like a mutated German Shepherd. I don't like to say it, but it looks like a werewolf almost. A long snout and pointed ears. The fur was black and shaggy in some places. I could see this creature's extremely developed muscular features, and it dwarfed even the biggest humans on Earth. It was half in and out of the woods, almost crouching, and it still came up to my head at 6 feet. Fully standing, this thing was probably 8 feet, I estimate. I was about 20 feet from this thing. I didn't even consider my gun, which I had brought to protect me. Chances are, in hindsight, the little 0.223 bullets would have just annoyed the thing before it tore me to shreds. I back away slowly, never breaking eye contact. I gently pick up my gun and my flashlight and my reflexes kicked in. I chose flight. Maybe not the best option, but even if I stayed there, this thing would kill me. I ran the fastest I ever have in my life and didn't once turn back. I have no idea if it was pursuing me, so I get back to the house, lock every door, window, and cover the curtains behind me as I sat with my back against the wall, cradling my gun all night. I didn't get a wink of sleep that night, and not for the following few days, and to make a long story short, I'm not living there anymore. Now, people often talk about Sasquatch being harmonious with nature and whatnot. I mean, sure, if you see one though, it might be scary, but it's probably more in awe of you than anything. But with this thing, it was totally different. It felt unnatural and somehow sinister. It felt evil, really like it was toying with me, and I believe it would have killed me if I had have stayed there. I've never seen or experienced anything like this again in life. I work as a ranger. Now, this is something that I've done for a while, and which my father done also. So being outside wasn't really new to me. And luckily I had a dad who would take me on adventures and trips quite often, so I felt really peaceful when I was out in the woods and the great unknown. Now I'd like to share a story with you that happened when I was a little bit younger and in the start of my career. I'd been asked to survey a new area. Now, let me just put this out there that I'm not in the United States of America, and in the country that I live, we don't always have very good cell reception, so sometimes you can only rely on your radio and nothing else. Now that was great until the radio stopped working, but I'll get to that. Now the area that I had to survey was completely new to me, and it was kind of cool. Apparently, it had a very old bunker there. Now I'm not exactly sure why the structure was still there today. I guess it just cost too much for people to remove it. But I needed to go and check out the integrity of it as well as the rest of the area, because we were planning to build another path around this area, and it would take a while, and we were going to try and restore an older one, but it was my job to check out how things were. Now I really enjoyed my job, and being out in the woods really helped me reminisce to different adventures that I had with my father when I was younger. My father really instilled to me the importance of enjoying and living your life, and it's something that I still carry with me to this day. I had a couple of bad times in my childhood, so I guess it was nice to put a lot of that behind me, and just to try and focus on the good things. Now, the walk in the forest isn't too bad. It's relatively sunny, but there's a really nice amount of shade being cast onto the trees in front of me. So I was actually having quite a nice journey, to be honest. I was following the old trail because I couldn't be bothered to walk through the actual forest off the path, because I was going to have all kinds of bugs and nasty insects on me if I did that. And also it was a really good way to ruin whatever clothing that you were wearing. I remembered one thing that stood out to me as being a little bit odd was a tree kind of sideways. It kind of looked like a soccer goalpost had been made in the middle of the woods, and I was someone who absolutely loved to play soccer, so I thought this was quite funny and amusing, but it was kind of weird. You could see too, it had almost been perfectly cut at the bottom, which is something I found rather odd. You don't really see it too often, and you'd have to be really strong if you put it up there on your own. I thought maybe somebody was camping there, but I realised that this probably wasn't the case, and I continue on. Now another thing that I noticed was pretty odd is that I'm pretty sure I could see silhouettes moving ahead of me in the woods. Now I can't say much for certain, but it almost looked like something opaque up ahead of me. I don't have the best of eyes, I'd like to put that out there, but I had my glasses and I could still notice this, so I thought this was strange. Even if I took my glasses off, I'd still seem to notice this thing. Or things, whatever you want to call it. Now this only happened for the briefest of moments when I was walking, but I was convinced it was my eyeballs making all of this, and maybe my brain. I wasn't going to accept that anything too strange was happening, so I continued going. Now, I'm in a really beautiful part of the world too, and the sounds of the birds and things are really nice and somewhat comforting for me. As I make my way around a corner, I notice another tree knocked down. This time there's three of them. They're all pretty much stacked on top of each other, again kind of making like a soccer post, which I think is really bizarre. I haven't really seen many things like this before, but I actually think to myself, if I was younger, I would have loved that. I used to play soccer with my friends, and we didn't actually have a proper goalpost, so we would just kind of make one between two trees by putting a large log through it. Every so often it would fall down, and it was probably incredibly dangerous, because if it fell and hit someone on the head, they'd probably have died, but we didn't really care at the time or think much of it. I notice again it's strange how the trees are pretty much perfectly cut and placed there. So yeah, I decide that this is a little strange, but just continue on. And I notice more and more logs like this. It's weird because it looks as though they've been placed there very recently, and I can tell the forest isn't that old. I mean, the bits of wood that are cut down aren't old. So it's not like I've come across an old logger's trowel. And also, there wasn't any loggers in this area, or we would have known about it, so this is a little confusing to me. As I'm walking, I can pretty distinctly see a lady up ahead of me. It almost looks like a lady with long hair, but it just moves behind the tree line and vanishes. I only saw this for a couple of seconds, but it was almost like the transparent things I'd seen before, but with hair this time. But the hair didn't look like it was on anybody living. I'm pretty sure that I need to get back and have a rest, so I decide to pick up my pace now. Now, surprisingly, I wasn't actually too scared at this point because I was just happy to be doing my job, and I kind of knew the way. Now, I eventually come up to the old bunker, or at least where it should be, and I feel a little relieved at this. I decide that I'm gonna stop and rest there, but before I do, I pick up some rocks so I can throw them and try and disturb any animals or reptiles that might be lurking there. The last thing I want to do is sit myself down, then a snake comes and bites me. It's quite funny, but it does happen. Now I throw my stones, and nothing happens. I go to throw my last one, and I realize something odd. The stone seems to keep going, almost much further than what it should be. It's hard to describe, but it's almost like somebody's given it an extra push, and I think this is really odd. I look around to try and see anybody, and I kind of see one of those translucent things again. Now, there's lots of folklore where I'm from too, so I put it down to being one of these things, and the one I'm thinking of is relatively friendly. Pretty much a friendly spirit, so I'm kind of put at ease almost. But I do think this is odd, watching as it momentarily vanishes between the trees again. It's my job now to survey this thing, so I go to grab my flashlight and head on. I have to go through where an old window was, and I tell you, I've probably never spent so long in my life trying to survey something before going through. I can see inside looks pretty empty, and I can see the first stones I threw. Weirdly, there's no insects or bugs or anything, which is pretty bizarre because this would make a perfect home for them, being nice and out of the elements. There's a very, very large door to this thing, which is metallic and welded shut, so obviously I'm not going to open the door. Now, I make my way through, and I can see my stones. I go to take my first step into somewhat of the darkness and I pause. I can hear my stone gliding again, and that's weird. I shine my torch up there and there it is, really far into this bunker thing. It's a lot farther than where I threw it, and this is something I find really odd, and it's the beginning of me getting a little bit unsettled. I'm not sure whether maybe there is an animal in here or something, or who knows, maybe some kind of wild person living out here, but it's enough to worry me, really. I pick up my other stones, and reluctantly, I have to continue. Stupidly at the time, I thought I'd be safe with my stones because I thought, if anything comes, I'm going to throw these in your face very hard, and you're going to give up before I do. Yeah, I know looking back in it, it probably wouldn't have done much of anything, but it given me more confidence to continue. Now I have to make it down quite a long hallway, and the air just felt different. I don't know how to describe it, but it was almost like it was incredibly stale but very heavy. The whole atmosphere felt different, I guess, and it shouldn't have been. I know this thing was sealed off and there wasn't much ventilation, but this was a different kind of thing entirely. While walking too, I almost felt like I'd walked into another time zone almost. It was very weird. I keep throwing my stones just in case there's an animal, but to be honest, it wouldn't have made much difference now. I've got four, down to three because of one of the rooms I threw the stone into. But let's say an animal come out to attack me, I'm not really going to be able to sprint around in time, but hey, I guess I wasn't thinking. I make it into one of the rooms and there's quite a big spider there, and I decide I'm not going to bother going in there. I say, "Spider-Man, why did you throw that stone at me earlier?" laughing to myself. I then make it towards the very last room, which is at the end of the corridor, and I throw my stone as hard as I can. I don't actually know why I did it. Maybe it was like a show of force or something. And weirdly, I don't hear anything. I don't hear the stone reaching the ground or anything at all. I think maybe I threw it onto some old clothes that were abandoned there or something, but weirdly shining my torch down to the last room, I can't see anything whatsoever. I take my first steps into the room, very cautiously now, and there's no one but, once more, a spider. That's when I hear the sound of a door slam and footsteps. I freeze in my spot, and stupidly I turned off the flashlight and just remain completely still. I can hear the sounds of the footsteps getting closer and closer. I quickly dart to the side, and I'm just out of sight of the corridor, and I'm in fight or flight now, I think that's what you guys call it, and I'm just frozen to the spot, absolutely glued there. I'm trembling now, and not really sure what to do. I decide that my only options are just to fight. I mean, I can throw a stone, and maybe hit something. You know what, I'm gonna do both. I take a deep breath in, I throw a stone as hard as I can, and turn on the flashlight, and in an instant, I turn around to the corridor and let out a really loud screamy sound, ready to fight to the absolute death of whatever this thing is. And there's nothing. Silence. I quickly pan the torch around trying to look for anyone, even if it's just a mouse, but I can't find a thing. That's so odd. It sounded like somebody was just about to sprint for exactly where I was. I then quickly look where I come from, and again I can't see anything. Now weirdly, up in one of the rooms that I'd passed earlier, I can see a strange bluish glow. Now I stop for a moment confused as to what I'm looking at, and I turn off the torch now. That's when I can very faintly see some rainbow colours off ahead of me coming from the doorway. It's weird, but I see kind of a blue, then a purple, then greeny colour, eventually fading out as almost a dark blue glow. It's really weird and it's quite difficult to describe, but it's almost like a dying torch has went out very slowly, but the light slowly retracts from the source. I really don't know how to describe it, because it's like nothing I've ever seen before, and I'm really confused. The only thing I could probably compare it to is kind of like a radioactive material glow, if that, but stronger. Now, this is really odd, and with my last stone, I decide to throw it into the room. Nothing happens now. I feel relieved and go a little bit further, picking up one more that I threw. I'm definite that nobody was behind me, but fear's starting to really take over. I throw the other stone I've just picked up into the room, and there's a flash of light. It's kind of like a white colour, and all I see for a few seconds is a silhouette of somebody or something peering around the corner of that room, and it all goes dark again. I now realise that something's really off, and I think somebody's blinded me with a flashlight. And almost in awe now at what's happening and feeling a lot more brave, I let out a scream and sprint towards the room, half expecting to have a big fight like before. I charge in and fall to the ground. I drop my flashlight and I can hear somebody scurry away. I think, "Quick, quick, quick, get up, get that light. I need to know what this person's doing here." And I say, "Hey, you're not supposed to be here." And I quickly grab the torch, and I quickly beam it into the other room and down the corridors, but again, I see nothing. Now I'm pretty convinced that I'm in a really bad situation, and the fear once again is taking a hold of me. I go towards the steel door where I can climb out the window, and that's when I hear it. Three distinct, very loud bangs on the door. It sounds like the kind of knocking that you'd hear if somebody's trying to get into a car, but this is on a very thick steel door that nobody should be able to make this much sound on. It was incredibly eerie and made me freeze in the spot. The next thing I knew, I'd backed away into the room I'd just come from and turned off the light, trying to make sense of what was happening. It was an instinct, I guess, because I didn't really have to think whatsoever about doing this. After a few seconds of listening to my own heavy breathing, I realized that I need to get out of here now, and I hatch a plan. I'm gonna throw the other stone into the corridor just to make sure nobody's there for definite, and jump through the window. It's going to be pretty difficult, but I'm fairly athletic and I like my chances. The thing is, I don't know what's on the other side of it and what was knocking on the door, but then it dawns upon me that maybe something was in there too and did it from my side. That's all I need to know, and the next thing I know, I take my first and second and then third step forward, jogging at first, until I hear something behind me. I can hear the sounds of something following me, not far behind. I quickly glance over my shoulder, but it's futile considering how dark it is, and I let out a scream and sprint. I throw my torch towards the opening, but it misses and bounces off and breaks. I can't believe what is happening. I manage to make it through myself and jump up ready to fight. Again, there's absolutely nothing, but how? I was in there and I know something was following me. I start screaming out. I'm not going to repeat it here, but I was really angry suddenly, feeling like all my energy had drained from my body. How is there nothing here? I then look up and try and peer into the darkness to see if there's anything whatsoever, and I don't see anything that can rationally make up for what just happened to me. I start screaming again and say, "Come out, whoever you are," almost expecting to see some crazy person in there, but there's nothing. I start to slowly back away from this bunker, vowing to myself never to go back there again, when I hear it again. That bassy thud coming from that door once again. Only this time, I'm certain it was from the inside. It sounded exactly like before. And I'm sure I can hear some kind of very faint whispering coming from the bunker. I do a 180 and begin sprinting up the hill. I'm not very fit, to be honest. I definitely wasn't then, but I managed to do one of my quickest sprints in my life as I start to make it back towards the safety of the path. I keep glancing over my shoulder, half expecting to be followed, but there's nothing. Just the sound of my labored breathing now, and the dirt that I'm kicking up under my shoes. I'm jogging through a very beautiful part of the forest, and it's in complete contrast to the emotions that I was feeling. I'm feeling absolutely overwhelmed by what had just happened, which to me was very clearly a paranormal experience. I make it almost all the way back to my base, and unfortunately nobody else was there that day, so I quickly get onto the phone and I make a call to my dad. I say, Dad, you're not going to believe what just happened. He says, "Son, calm down, are you hurt?" I say, no, not like that, I'm safe, and I start to explain what had happened to me. I start explaining the things I was seeing on my walk, and my dad explained that it's probably some kind of positive spirit. Then I say, "No, Dad, listen. I had to check out a bunker that was long abandoned there and explain everything that happened to me," and my dad suddenly goes very quiet. He tells me, "Son, promise me that you'll never go back there again, and we have to take you to somebody to cleanse you of whatever evil spirit is following you." I say, "I promise, Dad," and I never went back there again. We went off to see a spiritual person who could try and cleanse me of what evil spirits were following me or tried to attack me that day. And While working in that job, I never ever went back to that area again. About 10 years after I'd quit the job, I'd found out that the bunker had been completely renovated and there was actually a path there, but even to this day, they still get reports of people hearing weird sounds and whispering in a certain part of the woods. I vowed never to go back there and I never will, but I'm certain it's in that spot that I went to. I'm somebody who is spiritual and believes in the unknown, but this was a whole nother level for me, and it's kind of instilled a fear into me. I'm not going to say that I'm psychic or anything, but I'm pretty sure I can sense when there's spirits, and I think I was absolutely overwhelmed this day. Now, I lived in the outskirts of a national park in a cabin. It was a 4-mile drive from the main road just to get to the property, and we had no plumbing or power. This property was right next to where the park started. To call it the middle of nowhere is an understatement. My roommate at the time was interning with the park service, but he's really a city kid. Every evening at the dead of night, I'd been hearing noises in the woods, what I thought was like somebody walking, but they'd just stop in a particular overgrown area of the jungle, so your mind would start to doubt itself. Maybe a pig, a cat, or just the wind. The cabin didn't have a locking door, and the owners didn't want me to install one, so I started to sleep in my car. Now, this is a huge property, and I'd park my car over an acre away from the cabin, where I was hearing something. I started to hear the footsteps again. I moved out, and my roommate, who thought I was bonkers, stayed and still slept there without locking the door. He got robbed once, but twice after I'd moved out, so I finally put up some motion cameras. There was a man with a long rifle who'd hike up to the property and set up in the bushes watching us. I was on a hiking trip with a few friends of mine in South America, and we eventually come across a graveyard. Now, we could see that there was a funeral on, and there was a group of people standing around a grave. They're all dressed pretty nicely and obviously in all black, but something about it felt different. We decide that we're just going to continue past them and take our hats off, showing respect. There was probably about 10 of them in total, and somebody holding a book there. We couldn't really see them too well because they're a bit further away than we are, and we continue on our trip. Eventually, on the concluding parts of our trip, we have to pass by there again when we notice something odd. We can't see the graveyard. Before, we could see a beautiful graveyard with a really nice church there. But now, there was just an abandoned one that obviously wasn't the same thing we had seen. That's when we realised that we're standing in the exact same spot that we're at before, and curiosity got the better of us and we go to investigate. And weirdly enough, this graveyard had been long abandoned. It clearly wasn't the thing we'd seen before, but it was. We actually stood in the exact same spot where we'd seen the people before, and weirdly, it looked almost identical in terms of positioning, only this time it looked much older. And even stranger, as we're standing there, we hear a thunderous roar as lightning strikes not too far off in the distance and a heavy storm picks up with wind. We hiked very quickly the rest of the way out of there back to our cars and drove home in the storm, all of us not knowing what to think of what had just happened. I'm a child of the mountains, and my hometown was completely mountainous, so I spent most of my childhood running through the forests and stuff. And one event that happened when I was 10 kind of remains unexplained still. I was on top of the ridge several hundreds of feet above my house when I start hearing my biological father I'm adopted, but was allowed to see him frequently yelling. Now, in our very redneck area, he had a very distinct voice with no accent, so it's really not possible to confuse him for anyone else. His voice was coming from the other side of the ridge, which is a bit weird in retrospect, because nobody lived over that way, and everybody avoids the area, really. Even when we go hunting around, the terrain was too bad to deal with, lots of thick brush and sudden drops, etc. I started hearing him calling my name, so I start to go down anyway. It's not a good area, but I've been through it a couple of times during the winter, with much less vegetation when it was easier to navigate. Now, the voice wasn't really getting closer though, but was getting louder. And then, this feeling of dread washes over me as I suddenly remembered my father's on a business trip to Germany. I've never ran so quick. I didn't realize it until I got to the other side of the ridge, but the forest had been completely silent on the other side, which never happens unless there's predators around or the wind picks up. Normally I'd think that I was just getting close to black bear territory or something, but the voice obviously makes it confusing. But unlike a number of stories I've heard similar to this, it didn't really stop me from going back into the woods and, in fact, really made me more curious, resulting in occasional episodes where I would also think I heard other things, but nothing like this. Now, I was out hunting moose when I was walking back to my car, and I heard three consecutive knocks on a tree that I thought was a moose knocking its antlers on a tree. Until it kept knocking three times, it sounded like a stick hitting a tree, and I could hear just the knocking getting closer and closer, till I'm finally at my car, so I start to sit and listen for it. I couldn't hear it anymore, and I thought that I was good, till I can literally hear it in the ditch beside me, as it knocks three times, like 5 feet away from the car, and I actually get out, and I never got a good look, because it was at night, and it kept its distance still away from me. Now, I still don't know how I didn't hear it move across the road or to the ditch beside me. Now, I'm pretty sure that this was Bigfoot. When I was 15 or so, me and my group of friends all slept over at the leader of our friend group's house. This dude lives literally in the middle of nowhere pretty much in a very rural town. It was really isolated there and basically the middle of the woods. It was just a house surrounded by very thick woods. In the evening, we decided to go out and start a bonfire deep in the woods. So we packed up, got all our materials and went straight to the woods. On the way to the spot we'd be making our campfire at, he told us about how creepy the woods are, and the numerous things that he's seen there, white skinny figures peeking around his shed, staring at him and running off when he looks at them, whispering and screaming from the woods, even seeing figures that always watch him, you know, all the good stuff. It set the mood well, really. By around 7 at night, we had the campfire set up and it was pitch black outside, as it was the middle of winter in New Hampshire. Now, I can still remember how creepy the whole vibe was that night. You could not see a single thing besides a ring of light coming out from the fire. Everything else is just a wall of black nothingness, and the sound of the forest was so quiet that it was almost deafeningly loud if we spoke. Now, we ended up needing more firewood or whatever, so the leader takes me with him to go and get it. Without a flashlight or any light source, mind you, and me walking by him for about a mile and a half down a track by his house into the complete and utter darkness. It was all good. We were all talking, joking around with each other, having a good time, just hanging out when the first started noticing noises. He immediately stopped talking to me. To my left and my right was a bunch of different sounds, screaming, laughter, talking in whispers, shouting, people saying inaudible words, It sounded like there was about 20 people around us. The natural night vision had set in a decent amount, and I look over at my friend, who had his head completely down and didn't say a single word. Known for being a complete goofball and wild funny dude, I'd never seen him look so shaken and serious in all my life. He had this look to him that still kinda haunts me to this day, knowing him as a fearless leader type of guy, and seeing him so shook up really scared me. I start to say something along the lines of, "What's that?" before he cuts me off, ushering me to be quiet. He now makes me face forward, and we're not paying attention to any of the sounds. I did exactly what he said, and for the next 3 or so minutes, it's very uncomfortable and terrifying. I remembered actually feeling physically sick now. By the time we reached his house, the sounds had stopped, and we both grabbed what we needed in silence. That's when I could really listen to the sheer quietness of that night. No birds, no sticks falling, no sound, absolutely silence. Now we walk back to the campsite, and luckily nothing else occurred that night. Still, it was the most unsettling and bizarre experience I've ever had, of which I have no explanation for happening. This happened around 1900s in the countryside of South Brazil. My grandmother's grandfather was coming home from ball, the parties that they had back in the early days, very late at night. He lived in a small farm, and so to come from the party place had to walk a long way in the middle of nothing, just trees and bushes, and well, you can imagine how the countryside of Brazil was back then. He told that the second he was walking, he suddenly hears strong noises and lights. Scared, he hid behind the bushes to see what was happening. He said they were very little men who come out speaking a language he couldn't understand, and behind them, huge plates stacked one above another with lights all over them. He stayed hiding and praying in the bushes until they gone, and then ran for his life. My grandmother says that she heard this story a few times in her youth from him, always the same narrative and him praying after. Only after married and when moving to a big city and having children, she actually heard about people talking about these things called aliens, and so all of the descriptions which match up perfectly to what the grandfather told her. Now she's a very religious woman who only believes in the Bible and what God says, so doesn't actually believe in aliens. One of the weirdest things that happened to me was during one winter near my house. Now, the property that I live on was actually a very old one that my grandparents used to own, and I'd always remember my grandpa telling me weird stories about how sometimes he would see faces out in the woods. I never really took him too seriously, to be honest, and I thought maybe it was just his mind playing tricks on him. But one day I had an experience I truly can't explain. It was close to nightfall, and I kept on hearing a ringing sound outside. It sounded like a ringing in my ears, but it wasn't from my head. I decide I have to go out and see what's going on in case there's going to be an electrical fire or something. I was actually pretty paranoid of that at the time. As I got outside, I realised that the sound seems to be coming from all directions, and is something that I've never heard before or since. I think this is really odd, and I look around at what appears to be a large sheet of ice near a tree. I stare at it until I realise that this is where the sound's coming from, but it seems to be moving. Now I kid you not, there seemed to be a completely transparent sheet of ice that was moving, that looked just like a human. It then puts its hand towards where its mouth should be, and then slowly walks off into the forest, and the noise immediately stops. I very quickly hurried inside, and I tell my mom about what happened, and she tells me that my grandpa used to report seeing these things all the time, And he even had a name for it because he'd see it so frequently. And my mom was actually quite concerned because she too had heard the ringing sound before but never went out to investigate. I've heard the sound since, but I've never been brave enough to go outside again to find out exactly what it is.